Merrill Boys High School varsity basketball is on the air. Today's game broadcast is brought to you by Westside Market, A&W Merrill, Arby's, American, Aspirus Healthcare, Bergener Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Dragons Daggers and Games, Freemark Innovation, Gold Metal Trailer Sales, Greenlaw, H&H Electric, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Incredible Bank, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill House of Music, Merrill Boys Basketball Booster Club, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolay Bank, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Park City Credit Union, Riverside Athletic Club, Subway, The Pizza Shop, and Young's Drugstore. On your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3, AM 730, streaming at WJMTFM.com on the WJMT app and Alexa. Now, let's send it to Ollie Burrows in the Westside Market Sports Booth.
And I am downtown Ollie Burrows, and we have an abbreviated American pregame show from the Westside Market broadcast booth as we have the war on 64, the Eastern Front, as the Antigo Red Robins come to play your Blue Jays, coming off some tough games, wins, losses, but they are getting tuned up next week, Thursday, senior night, Lakeland Thunderbirds. Right now it looks as though it could be a trip to Menominee for the playoffs. Girls action will be Tuesday from Marshfield. It's playoff time, and you're listening to Boys Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Merrill A&W is ready to serve you at 207 North Center Ave. Stop in for a frosty mug root beer, classic burgers, juicy chicken strips, cheese curds, famous Coney dogs, corn dog nuggets, and kids' meals. Fun for everyone. Don't miss the everyday special, two cheeseburgers for just $6. And for a limited time, try their pumpkin shake and chicken and waffles. Open daily from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., Merrill A&W is the place where great food and memories are served. Visit them today.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
Bergner Contract Carriers in Merrill is a family-oriented company committed to providing great service and a desirable workplace. BCC now has openings for professional drivers. Must be 21 or older with a CDL and good driver record, along with hazmat and tanker endorsements. BCC offers excellent paid, flexible work schedules, health insurance benefits, and your home every weekend and holidays. See more at bcctrucking.com. Bergner Contract Carriers wishes the very best to the Merrill Blue Jay athletes. Behind you all the way.
Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is proud to sponsor Merrill High School Sports. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6 p.m. Saturday, 7 to 4 p.m. Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is locally owned and operated since 1965. Located at 1010 East Main Street, Napa Auto Parts of Merrill has everything you need for your car.
Hi, this is Chris Califas from Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill. Is your smart TV not so smart? Get all the apps that you need with a Samsung 90 series 4K QLED and be amazed. Get professional help with antennas, band instruments, audio, video, Wi-Fi, and the latest tech, plus all the accessories you need. And we can deliver, install, and set everything up for you. How about surge protection for all your expensive devices? We have you covered with options from Panamax, phone charging stations, screen clean, USB record players, the best rabbit ears ever, Bluetooth options for vintage two-channel gear, plus much more. Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill has been serving North Central Wisconsin since 1946. Audio-video questions, we have answers. Call us at 715-536-5352. Check us out on Google and Facebook. From the Califas family to yours, thanks for your business.
And welcome back to the end of the American pregame show. And we are broadcasting from the Westside Market Sports Booth as we get ready for the starting lineups here. And here's for Antigo Red Robins out there. The Red Robins, who've gone through coaching change at mid-year. Jaji is out there in the backcourt. Hurt Linder on the wing. And in the forecourt, out there is also Sam Lucas. So Lucas is going to be in the backcourt tonight. But for your Blue Jays, Peyton Zimmerman out there. And Kalinowski will be getting the start tonight in the backcourt. Tyson Ott, also 3-year starter. And Wendorf is in the starting lineup. And Bertman, the protector of the paint. So Wendorf is out there. And so this is a surprise. We've got, did not see Sykes out there. So Kurtzals is out, is possibly going to get some more action as his knee continues to rehabilitate. Sykes is not in the lineup tonight. Blue Jays going from right to left if you watch on your radio. Nice toss. And Ott gets the toss. So we got Ott and Wendorf in the backcourt. Kalinowski starting and forward to Zimmerman on the left side. Inside, Ott goes up and down. Tyson Ott with a basket from Zimmerman. Full court press. Antigo Red Robins had a tough year. Coaching change at midseason. Break the press. 17:33 on a Dragons Daggers and games clock. Trying to put off the hook shot. There on the right side was Hagerty. And there's Ott again with the drive down the right side. So Red Robins trying to get out of the backcourt, passing the ball, almost losing it there was Hagerty. Three-pointer left side, no good, long. Rebound comes down to Ott. Blue Jays up 4-0. There's Wendorf on the drive on the left side. Wendorf for two, and the Blue Jays are up, and we are 1:08 into the game, and they're up 6-0. Red Robins trying to get across the 10-second line, dribbling through on the wing left side there. Hurt Linder. Then driving, trying to get it to the right side. There it is. Wendorf cuts him off, so Wendorf not showing the effects of that ankle sprain. Zimmerman, Wendorf backward. Oh, that's gone to the inside. No good. Rebound comes down. And putting it down on the rebound was Hagerty. And that cuts it to 6-2, 16-18 left. Zimmerman, left wing, gets it across. Kalinowski into Bertman. Bertman off the glass and down. The protector of the paint for two. And it is now 8-2 Blue Jays. So they're getting the ball into the paint tonight. Three layups and a jump hook. Down low, right side. Lucas back on the right wing to Hurt Linder. And Hurt Linder loses it, knocked away by Zimmerman. So we got 15:39 left on our Dragons, Daggers and Games first period, or should say first half clock. Inbounding it in front of our Westside Market broadcast booth, Dawson Hurt Linder, the sophomore guard. Very young team out there right now. Only McCann, Fleischman, and Anderson for seniors. None of them have started. That ball's knocked away. Bertman gets it up to Wendorf. Wendorf ahead to Zimmerman. Oh, a beautiful pass and almost cutting it off with Jaje. But he knocks it out of bounds. It'll be baseline right. Blue Jays inbound. So, again, it's been a very, very difficult year for the Red Robins. And checking in right now, Hagemeister. And he checks in, and Bertman is limping. Bertman is limping, going over to the trainer. I don't know if he caught it on the thigh. Hagemeister in and down. Takes the inbounds and drops it in. But that is really painful. Bertman's trying to walk it off. I don't know if he caught a leg to the upper thigh on the left leg or not. That is a serious, serious matter for the Blue Jays. The protector of the paint trying to walk it off. Windorf steals it. Lead pass to Ott. Ott puts it down once, and he drops it in. It's 10 for the Blue Jays, 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Blue Jay Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Your favorite fish sandwiches are back at Arby's in Merrill. Dive into the classic fish sandwich, a crispy filet, fresh lettuce, and tangy tartar on a sesame seed bun. Craving for something extra? Fry the fish in cheddar, topped with Arby's creamy cheddar cheese sauce. Or go big with the King's Hawaiian Fish Deluxe with shredded lettuce, tomato, and tartar on a warm, toasted King's Hawaiian bun. They're all here, but for a limited time, at your Merrill Arby's on East Highway 64.
Arby's, we have the meat.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. I am downtown Oliveros. Blue Jays are off to a 12-2 lead, 3:09 into the first half. The Red Robins again with a very young team, a very young head coach in Lucas Daring. On the left side, out there is Hagerty. Inside, going for the layup and not getting it down was Hurt Linder. Rebound down to Ott. Bertman is stretching out that left leg, so it's the upper thigh. There's Windorf for three. No, it's off. Rebound comes down to the Red Robin, Scott Hagerty. He tries the lead pass. Zimmerman shuts off on the baseline. Driving inside. Oh, that was a double. And a very nice move by Hagerty, trying to scoop it around Zimmerman. Windorf gets it. Oh, he goes there coast to coast. Windorf showing no signs of the ankle injury. He's got four. Blue Jays up 14-2. They're dropping back off the full court press. Playing man. Oh, that ball's lost. Hagemeister gets it to Ott. Ott, he's fouled, but no call. Rebound comes down to Hagerty. 13:45 on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. There's the drive inside, kicked out. Blocked short on the baseline. That was a nice pass from Jaje to Hurt Linder. 13:30 on the Draggers, Daggers, and Games clock. Blue Jays up 14-2. Oop, Hagemeister almost loses it. Gets it back to Zimmerman, offset left to Kalinowski. Kalinowski thinks about it. Gets it over to Windorf. Windorf for three. Just short, but it was straight. Wendorf's got to get his game legs back. Driving inside. Oh, trying to put it down. Yeah. Getting it down on the roll, and that was Hagerty again, and he's got four, but the Blue Jays have 14. 13 even on the Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Left side, Hagemeister. Hagemeister drives, goes up, and lays it down and in. Hagemeister has got four. It's 16-4 Blue Jays. Everything's from down in the paint right now. Outside, left side, Hurt Linder. Getting covered by Zimmerman. Oh, they're going to call the foul, and I'm surprised it took that long. And Zimmerman's going to pick up the first personal, first team foul, first foul of the game, in fact, at 7:25 or 5:25 in. Checking in for the Red Robins, Randy Quevedo, junior guard, 5'11". Inbounds in the backcourt to Jaje. Jaje to right side. Hagerty, there's the three-point shot, and hitting it, the newcomer Covedo, and that cuts it to 16-7. Windorf gets it back quickly from Zimmerman. Windorf taking charge of the offense right now. Trying to get it back. There's Kalinowski off the top of the key. Ott. Ott gets the screen from Kalinowski. Kicks it out. Zimmerman for three. Oh, yes! Arby's three-pointer from the front counter. 19-7 Blue Jays, 11:54 left. Getting ready to check in. Let's see if that's Olson or is that Kimball. I think it's Olson. Covado gets it underneath Wendorf. Oh, they're going to call Wendorf on the foul. Boy, I thought he had all ball. First personal, second team. Olson is checking in. Now, I am not seeing Sykes in uniform tonight, so not sure what happened there. Kurtzall is, as is, and that ball's out of bounds, goes to the Blue Jays. And I think, not sure if Kimball is in street clothes as well. Bertman's still trying to walk it off, and he's limping noticeably. In there's Olson, gets the top of the key, Hagenmeister. Hagenmeister to Ott, extended left. Oh, there it goes for three, off the rim, just slightly off. Having checked in on the last whistle, Yuska. Yuska gets it in a lane to Hagerty. Hagerty back to Covado, another three. And that cuts it to 19-10. He's got two threes, one from the right and one from the left. Left Kalinowski. Kalinowski drives in, kicks it out. There's Olson for three. Oh, the rim gods robbed him of that one. Here's Covado again. He is quick. Drives across. They're trying to get it back to Covado, and they throw that one. I don't think Shaquille O'Neal could have had that one as it came from right to left out of the hands of Jaje. 10:27 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Zimmerman brings it up. Ott, Kalinowski, Hagenmeister. Hagenmeister drives, puts it down and in. Hagenmeister's got six. Blue Jays have 21-10. And Bertman is continuing to walk, trying to walk off. I don't want to call it a Charlie horse, but he must have taken a hit on that upper left thigh. And Kalinowski knocks it away from Hagerty. Oh, Zimmerman. They're all over him like ugly on an ape. But he gets it out to Ott over on the left side, Hagenmeister. To Zimmerman. Zimmerman offset right. He's going to drive, spin, stop. Hagenmeister down. Hagenmeister has eight. And now they're back to the 2-3 zone. Hagenmeister there in the middle with Bertman out. Underneath, out of the hands of Zwerschwitz, and Ott gets it. There's Olson. Olson to Zimmerman. Screen high. Back to Olson. Starts to drive. Runs into the double. And there's Ott driving down. Up body, no call. Hagenmeister rebound. Out to Kalinowski. He dribbles it off his foot momentarily. And the Blue Jays set it up again with 8:58 on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Kalinowski, Hagenmeister, Kalinowski, oh, a shake and bake. Over to Olson. Olson starts to drive, tries to get some spacing. Blue Jays controlling the pace right now. Kalinowski for three, no good. But Ott gets the rebound, and this time he finally gets a foul. So it took 8:25, check that, 9:25. For the Red Robins to get a called foul. And that first one is on Zwerschwitz and going to the Aspirus Health free throw line. Ott's got six. And the free throw line continues to plague him. 0-for-1. And Bertman's coming back in, so they're going to see what he can do now. But that upper left thigh. And there's a second one and down. So it's now Blue Jays 24, Red Robins 10, 8:30 on the Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Hagerty in the double with Zimmerman, and Hagenmeister steps back. Hagenmeister steps out on him. Quevedo out at the volleyball line. He reminds me of a younger, he wanted to put up the three. And knocking it away, but getting it back. Quevedo, he tries to cut down low. Oh, he's right up against Bertman, blocks it. Quevedo gets it back. Left side, three. Nothing but loose ball foul on Quevedo, no call. Hagenmeister, oh, he has it knocked away. It's going to stay Blue Jay ball. Checking back in for the Red Robins, Sam Lucas. This is one of the few times that there's only one or two six-footers for the opponent. Zimmerman gets the inbound, goes for three. Bingo! Arby's three, and Zimmerman's got two of them. That one's from the order counter. Red Robins working the perimeter. Not able to get anything in the middle with the protector of the paint back out there. Now he's playing down on the outside. Quevedo tries to dribble through traffic, puts it down to glass, and he's got eight of the Red Robins' 12 points. Zimmerman brings it across the 10-second line. Over to Olsen. Olsen, 26 out right wing. Gets it to Hagenmeister. Top of the key extended. Down in the wing, knocked away from Zimmerman, buries it. It was knocked away from Bertman, and Zimmerman's got three threes for nine. 27-12, into Hagerty. Hagerty kicks it out. Left wing three, and putting it down there was Lucas. 5'6" 11 guard, and putting it down, driving the baseline is Ott. Blue Jays 29-15 lead. Hagenmeister's out there. Quevedo, very quick. Oh, Olsen almost got called for the hook. Out, three-pointer, no good. Bertman comes down with the rebound. That three-pointer offset right out of Zerschwitz's hands. Hagenmeister for three. Oh, off the front side of the rim from the right wing. Blue Jays up, 6:03 left, down, putting it down on the drive. Hagerty, he's got six. Kurtzall's about to check in. Kalinowski's about to check in. Bertman out high. Olsen. Olsen left side. Ott. Ott, all shake and bake. Doesn't get the spacing to shoot. Hagenmeister. Olsen. They're sagging off Hagenmeister on the three side. And there goes Ott, baseline. Down, and are they going to call the, and they're going to call the block. And that's Quevedo, his first personal, second team foul. Ott now has 11, and he's going to go for the three-point play from the Aspirus Health free throw line. Kalinowski's in, Kurtzall's in. Now, Waller, I think, is in street clothes. Sykes is not on the bench, and Hagenmeister goes out. So Kalinowski got the call tonight. And Ott again has the challenge, misses it. It's 31-17. Blue Jays out with the steal. He gets cut off in a double team. Gets it to Wendorf. Wendorf, Kurtzall. Kurtzall's with that bulky brace, but he is out there finishing his senior year. Bertman gets it to Kurtzhals. Kurtzhals is going to drive, step back, over to Kalinowski. To Bertman, high to Wendorf. There's the three, no good. And the Blue Jays, and Bertman gets the ball back but loses it. There's a up to Hagerty, and he puts it down. He's got eight. Scott Hagerty, 6'1" junior forward. 31-19. Bertman high. Top of the key over to Kalinowski. Kalinowski Tries to pick and roll, but doesn't get it. Gets it to Wendorf. Wendorf beyond the volleyball line. To Bertman, out high again. Wendorf. Wendorf gets the open look for the three. Ah! The rim gods robbed him. 4:08 left. Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. 31-19 Blue Jays. Driving inside. Oh, putting it off with the offhand. And getting the bucket, Zerschwitz. And that makes it 31-21. But he drove across the lane from right to left and put it up with his right hand. Bertman has it knocked away. There goes Kurtzall over to Kalinowski. Corner for Wendorf. No good. Bertman rebounds. Out to Kurtzall. Kurtzall for three. No, off the front side. Wendorf steps on the out-of-bounds line. Kurtzall, when he gets those points, this place is going to erupt. Quinton Kurtzall's coming back from that ACL injury. Again, full court pressure from the Blue Jays. Finally getting it up to Lucas. Lucas gets it to Quevedo. Quevedo misses the three. Wendorf gets the pass. Oh, the shake and bake move. Kicks it out to Bertman. To Kurtzall. Putting it up. Oh, no good. Ott off the three. And getting ready to check back in is Zimmerman. 3:03 left on the Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Trying to back reverse layup does not work. And the Blue Jays get the rebound. 2:50 left. Wendorf. Oh, that was a bad pass. And he gets the jump ball. No, they're going to call a foul. Well, that looked a pretty clean jump. That's his second personal, third team foul. And Coach Zimmerman talking to Kurtzall. Zimmerman comes back in. Ott goes out. Blue Jays up by 10. Bringing it across 10-second line. Jaje on the right side, knocked away almost by Wendorf into the double. Yep. Zimmerman goes over the back. That's his second personal. Fourth team foul, two on Wendorf and two on Zimmerman. Baseline right, inbound for the Red Robins. Out to Quevedo. He's past the volleyball line. Wendorf comes out on him. He's dribbling. He's almost driven back to the midcourt line. There's a three-pointer from the far side. Rebound comes down to Haggerty as Zerschwitz misses. Quevedo, oh, he's going to try to go in. Now he tries to go underneath. And he made an excellent pass. Hagenmeister coming back in. And Kurtzall goes out. Again, his minutes as he's working his way back from that serious knee injury. So Wendorf, Zimmerman in the backcourt. Hagenmeister, Kalinowski, and the protector of the paint who gets it in the low post. Puts it down, puts it up, puts it down. He's got four, but he went out with that bruised muscle. There's Zimmerman with the steal. Zimmerman puts it down. He's got 11, and the Blue Jays are up. I think it's 37. There's Haggerty, hits the three, and he's got 11. 35-24, Blue Jays up by 11. Hagenmeister in the lane, gets the outside. Wendorf, yes! The Arby's three the hard way off the rim. Wendorf has seven. That Arby's one was right from the cooking station in the kitchen. Driving the baseline, kicked out. Oh, Wendorf with the steal. Puts it between the legs of Quevedo. Wendorf worked hard on that one. Kalinowski tried to direct the official. Wendorf gets it in. Minute five on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Wendorf right between Quevedo's legs. Oh, that's tripped off the backboard. That's off the hands of Zerschwitz. 38-24, Blue Jays are leading. 54.3 left on our Dragons Daggers and Games clock. Remember to stay tuned at halftime for our Nicolet Bank at the Half show. Into Burtman from baseline right. Tries to throw it into Hagenmeister. I know that Coach Pieper is not going to be happy with these last five. Here's Quevedo. Kicks it out right into the hands of Zimmerman. Zimmerman goes down. Zimmerman looks, gets it to Wendorf, who wisely brings it out. Hagenmeister for three. Oh! There's an Arby's three. Hagenmeister has 11 here in the first half. 41-24, and we got a backcourt foul on the Blue Jays. Kalinowski picks up the backcourt foul. First personal, fifth team foul. 28.7 on our Dragons Daggers and Games clock. Wendorf not showing the effects of that ankle, but I bet he's trying to work hard to get back in game shape with just one more regular season game before playoffs. Oh, they broke it down underneath. Burtman tried, but it was beating the double team, and Zerswitch puts it down. He's got four. 41-26. Kalinowski with 12 seconds left to Hagenmeister. To Burtman, oops. Couldn't keep it in. Hagenmeister gets an exhortation from Coach Pieper. 41-26, 4.4 seconds left. Inbounds. Quevedo is taken away by Wendorf, and he couldn't get free of anything. So that's going to be the half. At the half, it is the Blue Jays 41. It is the Antigo Red Robins 26. It's the War on 64, the Eastern Front. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
We look closely at all the data. We pore over test results. But what we see is you. We see what makes your smile widen and your eyes brighten. Even as we study breakthrough research and implement the most advanced technologies, what we see is how we can use it to serve you and your well-being. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health, what we see is you.
For more than 125 years, Church Mutual Insurance Company has been protecting organizations that serve and inspire others. Over the years, we've branched out across the country, but we remain deeply rooted in Merrill, the community we've called home since 1897. At Church Mutual, we stand for good in all we do, and that includes our commitment to Merrill as a great place to live and work. We are proud to support Merrill's children, schools, and youth athletics. If you're ready to stand with us, check out the opportunities waiting for you at churchmutual.com/jobs.
Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers is proud to support our local student athletes throughout this 2025-26 season. Your drive and dedication to be the best is inspiring. Enjoy the journey and every opportunity. Green Lawn is a family-owned and managed company, proudly serving Central and Northern Wisconsin since 2002, offering new sprinkler system installations, existing system upgrades, and maintenance. Visit greenlawnwi.com for all your irrigation needs. Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers, proud to support our local athletes. Go Blue Jays!
Simply Stitched and Tomahawk offers embroidery, screen printing, and more. Custom gifts, personal or business apparel, blankets, memorial teddy bears, hats, outerwear, and more. Too much to list, but never short on ideas. Bring your imagination and create your brand at Simply Stitched and Tomahawk on Main Street.
The Merrill Boys Basketball Boosters Club is glad to help sponsor this sports broadcast. The Boys Booster Club helps promote athletic programs, increase community interest, and promote sportsmanship to these student athletes on the court and in the classroom. Merrill Boys Boosters support the coaches and athletes and maintain the history and tradition of excellence for all student athletes at Merrill High School. Play hard and play fair. Go Blue Jays!
Subway of Merrill is a proud sponsor of the Merrill Blue Jays. Fuel up before or after the game with fresh subs, crisp salads, and of course, one of our famous cookies for your sweet tooth. Planning a team get-together or family celebration? Let Subway make it easy with our catering options. Just give us a call or order through the Subway mobile app and we'll handle the rest. We're proud to support the Merrill Blue Jays and to help keep our community and local athletes fueled and ready for victory.
Gold Metal Trailer Sales has you covered for all your trailer and RV needs. Whether you're hauling, towing, upgrading, or need service, they offer the best selection of trailers, parts, accessories, and expert trailer and RV service to keep you rolling. Located at W4650 Prairie Crest Lane in Merrill, they're your one-stop shop for all things trailers. Don't settle for second place. Go for the gold. Call 715-536-1202. Gold Metal Trailer Sales, where quality meets the road.
And welcome back to our Nicolet Bank at the Half show from the Merrill Fieldhouse, the Westside Market broadcast booth. Merrill is up 41. Now, I've got them with 44 points and the Red Robins with 26. I'm trying to get a look at the official book to figure out, because I thought at one point they scored and the scoreboard did not recognize it. So I'm going to say they say 41. I've got 44 for the Blue Jays. Three threes and a two for Zimmerman for 11. 11 also for Ott. Five buckets, one for three from the Aspirus Health free throw line. Two twos and a three for Wendorf for seven. Two twos for Bertman. Four twos and a three for 11 for Hagenmeister. So I've got, counting them up, and I've double checked, 14 twos, five threes, and one for three from the Aspirus Health free throw line. We'll take another break and we'll be back with more of the Nicolet Bank After the Hat show. After this, you're listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball on WJMT, WJMTFM.com.
Electrical problems can be frustrating or even dangerous. That's why homeowners and businesses in North Central Wisconsin turn to H&H Electric in Merrill. Since 2015, Master Electrician Nick Meyer has delivered safe, reliable electrical solutions from new construction and remodels to system upgrades. When you want the job done right, trust the name locals rely on, H&H Electric. Call Nick today at 715-966-5169.
Riverside Athletic Club in Merrill is proud to sponsor the Blue Jays sports program. As the weather changes, you don't need to stop your game. Use the golf simulator to keep your skills up and your club swinging. With 24-hour access and open 7 days a week, you can stay fit on your terms at Riverside Athletic Club, 500 South Center Avenue in Merrill. Go Blue Jays!
Since 1966, Chips Hamburgers has been a Merrill favorite, proudly supporting Merrill High School sports. Now it's even easier to enjoy your Chips favorites at home with DoorDash delivery. Drive in or order out, and remember, have a chipperific day.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Step into adventure at Dragons, Daggers, and Games, 718 East 2nd Street in Merrill, your local destination for the largest selection of board games in northern Wisconsin. Get your TCGs like Pokemon and Magic the Gathering. Level up with a huge selection of tabletop role-playing fun. Whether you're planning a game night or starting an epic campaign, they've got what you need. Check out the Funko Pops and other collectibles. Call 715-722-0977 or stop in today. Epic quests start here.
Do you need a part or two for your car or truck? Do you have an old clunker sitting in your yard? Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find that part or get that old junk off your lawn. Hilltop is always buying cars and trucks and has a huge selection of vehicles in their yard to help you with your projects. Auto glass, tires, engines, and more. Hard to find parts or just no need for new? Stop up to Hilltop and ask the guys to hook you up. Family owned and operated over 50 years for parts, salvage, auto scrapping, and crushing. Hilltop Auto Wrecking on Del Rio Road on Wausau's east side.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly cares? Come to Young's Drugstore, where personal service meets small town heart. They're locally owned, independently operated, and committed to knowing you by name, not just by number. No long lines, just fast, friendly care you can trust. Visit them at 301 East 2nd Street in Merrill or 310 East Bridge Street in Wausau. Young's Drugstore, where caring comes naturally.
And welcome back to our Nicolet Bank at the Half show. For the Red Robins, Zerschwich, a pair of buckets for four. Quevedo, eight with two threes and a bucket. 11 for Hagerty, as he had four buckets and a three. And a three for Lucas. Seven twos, four threes. 26 points. So again, I don't know where the mistake was, but I was certain that I got the numbers right. And so we'll have to see what the book says. But right now we're getting ready for second half action. The Blue Jays are up 41-26 against the Antigo Red Robins. The War on 64th, the Eastern Front. And we'll be back with more and second half action after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
The Pizza Shop on East 2nd Street in Merrill is now open Sunday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. They've used the same family recipe for over 50 years and accept debit and credit cards. Try their homemade pizzas. Whatever you want, they can make it. The Pizza Shop also has dessert pizzas. Try their oven-roasted chicken wings, pasties, breakfast pasties, and cheesy breadsticks. Call ahead for large lunch orders, parties, and meetings. The Pizza Shop, 317 East 2nd Street, Merrill. 536-4881. Wishing the Blue Jays good luck all season long from the Pizza Shop.
Park City Credit Union's junior and teen spending accounts offer fun debit card designs, customized limits, and tools to help parents get their teens started on their path of financial education. With your guidance and the online tutorials and activities offered by Park City Credit Union in their Youth Financial Wellness Center, your child will gain skills for a bright financial future. Visit a Park City Credit Union branch or book an appointment at parkcitycu.org. Terms and conditions apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lincoln Windows is a huge supporter of Merrill Blue Jay Sports. Lincoln Windows is proud to be a part of the Merrill community since 1947. See Lincoln Windows for all your window and door needs for residential and light commercial projects. For more information, go to lincolnwindows.com.
And welcome back to second half action. Blue Jays will be going from left to right as you watch on your radio. And right to left for the Antigo Red Robins, trailing by 15, inbounding it right in front of our Dragons Dagger. I should say, well, it is the Dragons Daggers and Games clock, the West Side Market broadcast booth. Stolen away by Zimmerman, up to Wendorf, and down. He had a step on the defender. And Wendorf now has nine. 43-26, according to them, into a triple team. Out. Three-pointer. No good off the rim. Knocked from Zimmerman to Ott. Kalinowski, Wendorf, Zimmerman, Ott, and Burtman is out there. Burtman, ooh, he almost got called there. Zimmerman, he's going to drive, stop, put it up. No good. Too strong off the glass. And then the referee held up his hands like vertical. There it goes to Hagerty on the left side. Lucas. Lucas tries to get underneath. He does, putting it down very nicely. Zerschwitz. He's got six. So that makes it 43-28 according to their count. I have it at 46. Wendorf to Zimmerman. Down to Burtman. Oh, Burtman has it knocked away. Tries to stop from fouling and doesn't get the call on Hurt Linder. There it is. Hagerty, left side. Lucas. Lucas tries to drive in, draws the defense. Back on the left side, Zerschwitz. Blue Jays not able, or I should say Red Robins, not able to get any inside game. Now they go inside, kick it out. There's the three ball. Up, hit the wire. That's going to be out of play. It was going to be off the rim anyway. Wendorf was the closest to that one. Zimmerman, Wendorf. Wendorf showing no ill effects from that ankle injury. Zimmerman, left side, decides to drive, puts it up short. Rebound comes down. Zimmerman just put it up too short off the glass. On the right side, Zimmerman almost steals it. Hagerty back on the right side. There's the three ball, and that was in the hands of Hurt Linder off the rim short. Left side, there goes Zimmerman again underneath. Wendorf kicks it out to Ott. Ott gets it out to Zimmerman on the volleyball line. Wendorf steps out on the right side. Left to right. Oh, Zimmerman's going to get the three. I should say Wendorf, and he hit that one from the cash register. And Wendorf's got 12. Full court press from the Blue Jays. They're up 46-28. Breaking through the press on the left side, trying to get through. Putting it up on a reverse layup. Zerschwitz, very nice. 46-30, Blue Jays up by 16. Wendorf to Burtman in the lane. Kicks it out. Wendorf for three, off the front of the rim. Burtman with the rebound to Zimmerman. Over to Kalinowski, left side baseline. Extended left wing, Ott. Zimmerman, volleyball line outside. Oh, into Burtman. Burtman's too strong. Puts down it twice. Gets it to Kalinowski. Burtman kicks it out to Ott. Ott going to step back, shoot the three. Hello! Arby's three. That one was from the bell in the entryway. Triple teamed. There's Haggerty, and he's going to go down the lane and missed it. Goes over the back. Loose ball foul. First personal, first team in the second half. 49-30 Blue Jays. Going out for the Red Robins is Hurt Linder. Coming in is Yuska, freshman forward, the one freshman on the varsity. Wendorf brings it up. Zimmerman to his left. Goes wing right. Gets it to Kalinowski. Kalinowski for three. Oh, he missed everything. Ott has it taken away from him by Yajay. Oh, gets it into Haggerty. Haggerty, cross court, three-pointer, short. Burtman, leaned on, no call. Ott gets it from Zimmerman, from Wendorf. Wendorf back to Ott. Ott, too strong. Rebound comes down, Kalinowski to Burtman. To Zimmerman. Zimmerman's going to drive the lane. Clean block up top. Burtman gets it down and puts it in. Burtman had to work for that, too. 51-30, Blue Jays up. Kalinowski overplays out to the right side, hitting the three. The freshman, Yuska. Wendorf on the other end. Ott. Burtman from Zimmerman, back to Zimmerman. Burtman's come high. Over to Wendorf. Wendorf looking for Kalinowski. Kalinowski not open. Burtman eschews the low post pass to Kalinowski. Wendorf, shake and bake. Oh, he's going to drive and put it down. He had the opening. He took it. He's got 14 in the game. Blue Jays up 53-33. Red Robins break the press without many dribbles. Now down low. In the lane, ooh, Ott got away with one. Checking in, Quevedo had two quick threes in the first half. He's got eight. And going out for a rest is Jaje. Red Robins, inbound baseline right. Zimmerman's gonna get the call. On the reach, that's his third personal, first team in the second half. Now, Wendorf, oh, Wendorf got hurt. He got it in the groin. He's running through it, but he's in a bit of pain. Now he gets it up to Zimmerman. Zimmerman, oh, he gets him up in the air. And right there is Wendorf, and he's trying to shake it off. And the Blue Jays get an offensive foul on Zimmerman, his fourth. Now getting it inside Haggerty, puts it off the glass, no good. Burtman elevates, clears the board, out to Ott. Ott's going to drive. Oh, nice block. Going up for it and blocking it, Zerschwitz. And now they're going to go Kalinowski in the forecourt, his second personal. He reached in. Third foul on the Blue Jays. Wendorf running through the pain. Quevedo. Oh, he gets it knocked away by Zimmerman. Ahead to Wendorf. Oh, Wendorf couldn't put it down. Burtman does. Wendorf was a little short. Burtman's got eight. 55-33. Forecourt quickly for the Red Robins. Trying to kick it across. There's Quevedo for three. That one was short. Burtman rebounds. Oh, he has it taken away from him. And it was a clean steal. Now Zimmerman with the steal. He gets it into the forecourt. And he's going to get the foul. He puts it down. He's got 13. And he hesitated, drew the foul, and gently put it in. And that's the second one on Zerschwitz. And at the Aspire SL free throw line, where only shots were 1 for 3. And Zimmerman misses it. So the Blue Jays are 1 for 4 from the free throw line, staying Blue Jay ball, knocked out of bounds. But I know that free throw shooting. Zimmerman staying out there with 4 fouls. And he's way out there. He was the home run man. Steps into the backcourt. Wendorf cutting from left to right. Knocked away by Haggerty. Careless pass. Zimmerman stops him. Ball's loose. Zimmerman gets the rebound. Now Zimmerman loses it. And Haggerty, after all his work, puts it in. He's got 13. 57-35, Blue Jays. Coop to Ott. Ott to Kalinowski. Kalinowski down to Burtman. Oh, he tried it in with his offhand. It was gentle, and it rolled off the rim. 10:28 on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Haggerty blocked by Burtman. Back, trying to put it up, the freshman, putting up another one, missing 3 in a row. Burtman gets the rebound. Zimmerman bringing it up across the 10-second line to Ott. Ott at the volleyball, Reiner. Right wing offset. Kalinowski left wing offset into Burtman. Burtman spins. Can't get the roll. He's working hard tonight, but the rim gods are unkind to him. Quevedo to Zerschwitz. Back to Quevedo from the freshman, Yuska, in the lane. Putting it down, no good. Knocked off of a Blue Jay. Hagenmeister comes in, the protector of the paint, Eli Burtman, all 6'7" of him going out. Baseline left inbound, Zerschwitz gets it out to Yuska. Yuska left wing to Haggerty. Oh, that was a double. They let it go. Quevedo gets it. Quevedo gets it over to Zerschwitz, down to the baseline, Haggerty. Haggerty puts it down very nicely. 37 now for the Red Robins, 57 for the Blue Jays. 9:10 on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Zimmerman, left side, wing. Kalinowski driving. Zimmerman kicks it out. Driving, there goes Ott, off the glass and down. We got an official's timeout, and I don't know if Ott got blood or what, but Ott's going to get the bucket. He's got 16. So he's going to the bench. And as Ott goes to get treated for the blood, Wild Thing is checking in. That's right. Wallen is checking in. He's going to be playing down on the bottom side of the zone. Cameron Wallen, wild thing. He's right in the face of Haggerty. Now trying to drive underneath, put it down, no good. Ball's loose, and Hagenmeister, I think, is going to get called for the loose ball foul. And he will get the call, his first personal. Fourth team foul on the Blue Jays. Baseline inbound left side out to Quevedo from Jaje to Haggerty. Knocked away by Wendorf. Wendorf tried to dribble through two people. Gets it on the right wing. Cross to Zimmerman. Back. Wendorf. Quevedo brushes the top of his head. Ball's brushed away on the pass to Hagenmeister. There's Wild Thing. Zimmerman, right wing, looking. Gets it to Wendorf. Wendorf starts to drive, kicks it out. Wild Thing for three, no good. And kicking it quickly into the forecourt. Zimmerman's got four, so he's got to be careful. Quevedo, he's going to drive, gets it underneath, putting it down nicely. Haggerty, he's got 17. 59-39 Blue Jays, 7:45 left. Ott's coming back in now that he's patched up. There goes Kalinowski, drives, blocked cleanly. So Ott will come in. We'll see if Wild Thing comes in, comes out. Wendorf tries to kick it over to the West Side Market broadcast booth, but Downtown Alley is not going to pick that one up. Coop working hard to get himself back in shape, having that time off with the ankle injury. Zimmerman's out, so Wild Thing is staying in. Ott. Quevedo's got it in the forecourt. Oh, he's driving to drive up against Haggerty. Oh, that was a desperation shot. Gets it to Wendorf. Wendorf driving down. Puts it up, and he's going to draw the foul. Cooper Wendorf decided to take it to the hole. And he'll be at the Aspirus Health free throw line. And it's going to be the third personal, third Antigo team foul. Wild Thing is staying out there. And about to check in is Olsen. So Wendorf shooting two. Blue Jays 1-for-4 from the Aspirus Health free throw line tonight. Wendorf, and he misses the first. That will be a concern for coach. And now Ott comes in and Kalinowski goes out. Or I should say Olsen goes out. So the Blue Jays are in a position right now where they have no, Wendorf puts down the second, where they have no margin on those free throws. Olsen almost runs through Jaje. Jaje left wing hurt Linder. Down in the corner is Zerschwitz. Blue Jays, Olsen, Wendorf, Haggerty, top of the key, drives down. Jump shot left side, no good. Wild Thing pulls down the rebound. Gets it to Wendorf. Wendorf ahead to Olsen. Olsen back to Wendorf, to Wild Thing. To Hagenmeister. Hagenmeister gets in the lane, shoots it, no good. Tipped away, and Wallen gets the rebound. It's kicked, and the Blue Jays will inbound it from, let's see if it's going to be the side or baseline left. So right now, checking in, back in is Lucas. So Anderson, McCann, Fleischman, none of the seniors is out there. I'm not even sure they're on the bench. Wendorf, three from the left side, in and out, the rim got, and Hagenmeister tries to save it but stays on the end line. Wendorf was robbed by the rim gods. Red Robin's trying to get some kind of inside presence. Out, three-point shot left side. Very nice three-pointer by Jaje. First points of the night. 60-42. They're hanging in there. It looks like Kimball's ready to check in. There goes, too strong off the glass. Hagenmeister avoids the foul. And there it is on the inbounds. Up. I should say the left side. Comes back to Jaje. He splits the defense. And there's Quevedo with the three. No good. Rebound comes down to Olsen. Olsen looking for help in the backcourt. Doesn't need it. Dribbles into the forecourt. He's running it. Coop in the corner. Wild thing. To Wendorf out above the volleyball line. Offset left. Hagenmeister offset right top of the key. There he is. Wild thing. No good. Just a little off to the left. Red Robin split the defense again. Working it up high. Over to Quevedo. Quevedo down to Hagerty. Hagerty tries the scoop, and yeah, he's going to draw the foul. Pausing for 10.
Blue Jay 96.3 is W242CZ Merrill and WJMT Merrill.
And welcome back to the West Side Market broadcast booth. Hagerty shooting 2. Wallen. Oh, he got the bounce there. 1-for-1 for the free throw line for the Red Robins. Kimball's in. Keenan's in. Koblitz is in. So with Waller and Sykes, Sykes not on the bench tonight, and Waller in street clothes. Hagerty's shooting the second of two and misses it. So 1-for-2 from the free throw line. And there's going to be another bucket. Hagerty gets the rebound, comes down with it, another foul. And they're going to call that one on Wild Thing. It's a 6-team foul, second. And Wild Thing goes out. Coach says, grab the rebound. So Kurtzals is back in, shooting 2. Her bucket went down, excuse me, for Zerschwitz, and he misses the free throw. 60-45, Blue Jays letting them hang around. Bench has been cleared now. Olsen gets it to Kimball. Kimball to Keenan. Keenan up high. Gets it knocked away by Hagerty from Kurtzals. Hagerty goes and puts it down. Hagerty has 22, and it's 60-47 as the Blue Jays letting them back in. Keenan gets it cross court. Olsen. Olsen in the lane, kicks it out. Kimball. Kimball drives, stumbled. Gets it out to Kurtzals. Kurtzals for three. Yes! Yes! Kurtzals with the three. And that makes it 63-47. He hesitated a moment, and then he had the open opportunity, and he drained it. That's got to feel good for Quentin. And the Red Robins are going with a full court press down by 16. Kurtzals covered by Hagerty. Now they're not putting anybody on Kurtzals on the inbound to double. And he's got to get it in. Blue Jays take a timeout. We will as well. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball on WJMT, WJMTFM.com.
Did you know that approximately $20 billion in energy costs leaks out of windows across the U.S. every winter? Freemark is a leading manufacturer of high-performance commercial window systems that provide thermal break technology to completely isolate inefficiencies in their design. The team at Freemark takes pride in their commitment to the Merrill community, actively participating in its growth and development. Freemark's dedication to quality and community support reflects their values as they strive to build a stronger Merrill community together.
Hey, it's Ryan from Westside Market. We're your only locally owned, hometown, veteran-ran grocery store. We're dedicated to saving you money and bringing your family quality products everyone will love. We have opened a second location saving you money in downtown Tomahawk, just 2 doors down from the theater. Check out our Facebook for all the info. And whether you're in Tomahawk or Merrill, we can't wait to see you.
And welcome back to the West Side Market broadcast booth. 3:54 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Remember to stay tuned after the end of the game for the Incredible Bank postgame show, brought to you exclusively by Incredible Bank. Blue Jays up by 16 at the half. They were up by 15, so they haven't been able to stretch that lead out. Ball inbounded. Kurtzalzy has it knocked away. And it will stay Blue Jay ball. Is not able to get to it. I think Zwerschwitz thought it was good. And they put Olsen back in with Zimmerman, to help steady the offense. There's another Clinton Kurtzall free. Oh, that one was an air ball. I saw a trace of a smile on his face. And there's a travel in the backcourt. So we'll have to see where they want it. Olsen to inbound right in front of our West Side Market broadcast booth. Zimmerman, Kurtzhals, Keenan, and Koblitz out there. So Zimmerman came back in, and Kimball went out. Keenan up high. Top of the key extended. Gets it on the right side to Koblitz. Koblitz, a nice pick and roll. Keenan, yes! Keenan, that's the way the pick and roll ought to go. He gets the bucket. 65-47 Blue Jays. 3:08 left. Haggerty. Oh, Haggerty had that one roll 270 around. 24 for him. Zimmerman almost has it knocked away. Haggerty had 11 at the half. 13 in the second half. 24 points. And coming out now, Quevedo comes back in, and the freshman, Yuska, goes out in Kurtzall's. He's getting the double, has it stolen by Quevedo. And there's the foul. Olsen gets drawn into the air. First personal, seventh team foul. So Blue Jays up by 16 with 2:51 left. And going to the free throw line, Jaje, only 1 for 2 from the free throw line for the Red Robins all night, and make that 1 for 3. Jaje has a 3 here in the second half. And puts down the second. So he's got 4 points. 50 for the Red Robins. And there's a foul in the backcourt. And that's going to be on Jaje. Fourth team foul, first personal. So driving through Zimmerman. Puts it up short. Rebound comes down to Lucas. Lucas to Quevedo. Quevedo goes to go down. Puts it up. Another shot, no good. That one came out of the hands of Jaje. And Quevedo steals it back. And the foul, I think, is going to be on Kurtzall's. And that will be his first personal. And that will be the eighth Blue Jay foul. Coach calls him over. Teaching moment. He's got a little smile on his face. They both do. Quevedo putting up the first, and he gets the roll. So 3 for 6 for the Red Robins here in the second half from the free throw line, making 4 for 7. And into the forecourt, getting it as Koblitz breaks the press. Zimmerman out there running with the second unit. Kimball was in and out quickly. Keenan gets it to Olsen. Sets a nice pick. Oh, there's a tackle. That's the fifth. Jaje with his second personal. I mean, he grabbed him. Blue Jays up by 13. Oh, Zimmerman. Oh, he almost gets it picked. He was run over and no call. Zimmerman kicks it out. Keenan. Keenan kicks it across. Koblitz. Olsen. Olsen has it knocked away, but Keenan gets it back. Keenan to Zimmerman. Zimmerman for three. He hits the Arby's three. 16. Yeah, but Coach T says go. Doesn't want him losing at 68-52. Blue Jays, there it is. Quevedo from Haggerty over to Jaje. Cross court. Trying to dribble in Zerschwitz. Haggerty. He was in for more than three. Zimmerman dribbles through traffic. Gets it back. Tries to put it up and draws the foul. That'll be the fourth on Zerschwitz. Team's sixth. And going to the Aspirus Health free throw line, Zimmerman, the Blue Jays. And he hits the first. He's one for two, and one for two for Wendorf. Two for four. Overall, three for seven, making four for eight. Zimmerman gets a pair. Blue Jays up 70-52. 56 seconds left. Haggerty on the right side, three-pointer, no goods. Quevedo, nice move inside of Keenan. And Keenan knocks it away cleanly. Oh, Quevedo is down and hurt. And we got, oh, his knee. I don't know if it hit the floor hard. And let's see if the trainer's coming out. We're going to take a quick break as well. 41.6 left, 70-52. Blue Jays, you're listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Merrill A&W is ready to serve you at 207 North Center Ave. Stop in for a frosty mug root beer, classic burgers, juicy chicken strips, cheese curds, famous Coney dogs, corn dog nuggets, and kids' meals. Fun for everyone. Don't miss the everyday special, two cheeseburgers for just $6. And for a limited time, try their pumpkin shake and chicken and waffles. Open daily from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., Merrill A&W is the place where great food and memories are served. Visit them today.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. Zimmerman inbounds. Inbounded from Olsen. Zimmerman dribbling around. He's going to go down, goes up, and down. Zimmerman has 9 in the second half, 20 in the game. 72-52 Blue Jays. Into Haggerty. Haggerty drives down. No good. Rebound to Zimmerman. Zimmerman looking. 16 seconds left. Gets a pick from Keenan. They're being told to hold the ball. Red Robins. The war on 64 is always intense. 2 seconds left. 1 second left. And there's the horn. Final score, 72-52. We'll be back with the incredible Bank postgame show after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
Bergner Contract Carriers in Merrill is a family-oriented company committed to providing great service and a desirable workplace. BCC now has openings for professional drivers. Must be 21 or older with a CDL and good driver record, along with hazmat and tinker endorsements. BCC offers excellent pay, flexible work schedules, health insurance benefits, and your home every weekend and holidays. See more at bcctrucking.com. Bergner Contract Carriers wishes the very best to the Merrill Blue Jay athletes behind you all the way.
Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is proud to sponsor Merrill High School Sports. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6 p.m. Saturday, 7 to 4 p.m. Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is locally owned and operated since 1965. Located at 1010 East Main Street, Napa Auto Parts of Merrill has everything you need for your car.
Hi, this is Chris Kalafas from Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill. Is your smart TV not so smart? Get all the apps that you need with a Samsung 90 Series 4K QLED and be amazed. Get professional help with antennas, band instruments, audio, video, Wi-Fi, and the latest tech, plus all the accessories you need. And we can deliver, install, and set everything up for you. How about surge protection for all your expensive devices? We have you covered with options from Panamax, phone charging stations, screen clean, USB record players, the best rabbit ears ever, Bluetooth options for vintage two-channel gear, plus much more. Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill has been serving North Central Wisconsin since 1946. Audio video questions, we have answers. Call us at 715-536-5352. Check us out on Google and Facebook. From the Kalafas family to yours, thanks for your business.
Your favorite fish sandwiches are back at Arby's in Merrill. Dive into the classic fish sandwich, a crispy filet, fresh lettuce, and tangy tartar on a sesame seed bun. Craving for something extra? Try the fish and cheddar, topped with Arby's creamy cheddar cheese sauce. Or go big with the King's Hawaiian Fish Deluxe with shredded lettuce, tomato, and tartar on a warm, toasted King's Hawaiian bun. They're all here, but for a limited time, at your Merrill Arby's on East Highway 64.
Arby's, we have the meat.
We check your pulse. We examine your symptoms. But what we see is you. We see the promises of youth, the joys of growth, and the wisdom of experience. Throughout your entire life's journey, we are right here with you, alongside you, and ready to serve you and your family, helping you get the most out of a healthy life. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
And welcome back to the incredible Bank postgame show, downtown Otterboro's. Pleased to be bringing you this action as the Blue Jays smile. I've given the sign to Kurzweil with his three-pointer tonight. The Blue Jays win 72. Now, I got more points in the first half. And is this? Yep, Peyton Zimmerman, is he coming over to join us? Okay, here comes Ott. Zimmerman has choose the opportunity to be on the air with downtown Ollie. He has choose it and passes it off instead to Tyson Ott. Tyson, we came out here. It's a war on 64, the Eastern Front. And go, yeah, they've been through a lot this year, but we know what it's like. Life on a roller coaster. Yeah. We come out tonight 72-52. We started out real strong. Now, I just know that Coach will say that the first five might have been good, but this five wasn't. This five wasn't. And maybe the last five. We saw Waller and Street close tonight. So we got everybody in who was on the bench. I mean, Waller probably just wanted to go get his duds on and go out there. For once, we were not fighting the height mismatch. And the protector of the paint, he got hit in the knee. Zimmerman got hit. Wendorf took one where it counts. Talk about how we got through all the bumps and bruises tonight.
Really? Got it.
Got it. Hey, Dr. Tease used to be in on the air with me. Come on now.
Yeah. We just had to play through, just keep on going. Didn't, like, stop and, like, worry about who got hurt or, like, when Eli got out, we just had to keep on playing and don't slow down.
This was a grinder night. It looked like to me a little bit of a grinder night when you were out there and you had the opportunities. They managed to work pretty quickly through the press, so that slowed them down a little bit. But we were up by 20. What was the key to getting a 20-point victory tonight? Let's talk about it that way.
We just had to keep care of the ball. We didn't have to, like, force it. We just had to run through our offense and get good shots. we couldn't just like the first three to shoot it. We just really had to run through it.
You had, looking at the numbers here, you had 11 in the first half, 5 in the second. You seemed to be feeling it on those drives a little bit.
Yeah.
You just decided you were going to go take it in, and they seemed to let a lot go down in the post. So you had to adjust to that?
Yeah, I did. I feel like I got bumped a lot, but I just had to play through it and just try to make the layup.
Well, we got a time off till next Thursday.
Yep.
And then that's senior night in Lakeland, the last night of the regular season. We find out Sunday where and whom. And until then, Tyson Ott, thanks for coming in to join us.
Thank you.
And coming now to join us, he is Dr. T, Troy Pieper. Boy, it seems like we got bumped around a lot.
I can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything. Well, that's probably because something's not plugged
in,
right?
That's better.
Okay. So we got bumped around a little bit. Bertman came back after taking that one up on the left thigh and limping around a little bit. But he got in there. As I said to Tyson Ott, a grinder night, yes or no?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I think this is the first time all year that we've had a full week. Like, I think this is the first time all year that we only had one game in a week, if I remember correctly. Which, if you don't do that, it's just as weird as playing two in a row or three in a row like we did. That one game, and you have a long week of practice. It can get long if you don't have any of those to get used to. And that was the first time we were able to do it this year. Practice was all right this week, but again, when you have a full week of practice like that, it can get a little tedious, a little lazy, I guess. And I think at times it showed in the game. And then, you know, yeah, we only beat them by one the first time around, but with what they have going on and guys quitting and guys having to play up. And then the guys are just naturally human, and they see what happened at Mosinee, and you think it's going to be easy, but when in reality they had guys back that were out, and it was a lot of the varsity guys mixed in with some of the other guys. So it was a lot of the same team, but at the same time, I think we just kind of grinded in. And I thought we started fast. That was the key. You know, like Tomahawk, when you're playing opponents that, you know, I don't want to be disrespectful, but that you're supposed to beat, you can think that. And you can think you're just going to show up and win. And to our credit, against Tomahawk and again tonight, we started fast. We had the energy right away. We got out to a nice lead. And then there were some bumps on the road there and a little bit lazy on defense. And it wasn't – we didn't do our normal game plan, I guess you would say. I wanted to throw a lot at us to see how we react and how we handle on-the-fly stuff. So in the first half, we picked up in 22, which is our full-court press, and back into man. And then we went to our – half-court man trapping defense, which we haven't done all year besides in practice a couple times. And then we went into two, and then we went to – like, I was throwing a lot at them, both offensively and defensively, which isn't exactly normal for our type of play. But I thought we did all right with it. It was a grinding win. Yeah, it was exactly that. I mean, I think the refs really let us play at times, and I thought I thought we could have got to the line a few more times, but it's that crew is – I'm not even going to say anything bad about them. That's the best crew we have in the area. I respect the hell out of those refs. They're really good refs. Tonight was a get-through-it kind of game, and we got through it. Looks better than it really was, but no apologies for wins, especially the last game before the seeding. So we had to improve our record slightly, and I don't know what that'll do seed-wise, but we'll find out Sunday morning.
Tentatively, as I've heard from you off-air, it looks like a trip to Menominee. Is that
I don't know now because Rice Lake upset Medford, so I really have no clue what it could be.
Do we still have an outside chance to host?
No, I don't think so. I mean, if we do, it means we dropped way further than I thought we would.
Okay.
That means we drop to the 7 or 8, which I don't foresee happening. I would imagine we'll be a 5 or a 6. I don't know.
So you don't know if they'll be the play-in from the 7-8 spot, playing into the
7, 8, 9, and 10 play that first round.
Yep.
I don't foresee us doing that. I think we'll have a bye, in Friday. I'm guessing we'll go to New Richmond or Menominee, but.
And that would be on what, May or March 27th?
Whatever that Friday is.
Well, we play next Thursday the 26th, so it wouldn't be till the following week.
Yeah, the following week.
Okay.
Yep. I don't know what we'll just wait and see. It doesn't matter. We've played everybody in our regional except for River Falls and East, and Rice Lake. Those are the only three out of the other 9 teams that we haven't played. We've beaten a handful. We've split with Medford. We did what we needed to do for a half against New Richmond. Came up a little short. Probably should have beat Menominee. Came up a little short. So we can play with anybody. Rylander's going to be a top 4 seed. There's a chance tomorrow. There's a big game tomorrow. River Falls and Rylander play, and I think they're the 1 or 2, depending on which way that game goes. So that'll be a fun game to watch, I think. But you don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the computer is. Anything I ever think with the computers, I'm wrong. So,
well, how are we doing health-wise despite the few nicks tonight?
I don't know if we really had nicks tonight. It was just – he just got a Charlie horse. He got kneed to the thigh. Eli's fine.
Wendorf took a little bigger blow there.
Yeah.
You really left him out there to try to help get his game legs back. Am I right?
Yeah, like the plan going in was for Coop to go about every 5 minutes and take a break just to see how he's feeling. But the game, like our sub, like every day, every game, I have a plan on our rotation. I have it on paper where at this time I want to get these guys in. But today's game just went so quick.
Yeah.
Like there was no whistles and it just kept going. So It didn't really play out that way, but he got out healthy, didn't tweak his ankle or anything, so he's good. It's just a matter of continuing to stay healthy into next week and then into the playoffs. He should be getting better. He practiced more this week than I was expecting. He actually practiced all week, except for Tuesday. I gave the guys off Monday when we didn't have school because it was a long week. So he practiced Tuesday, or he didn't practice Tuesday, just shot on the side. And then Wednesday and Thursday, he was full go, so I let him play.
And Corsell's got out there, and everybody smiled when he hit the 3.
Yep. I dumped him with water, his first points of the season since his knee injury. So
he's trying to get ready for some of those valuable fill-in minutes that you need. And so overall, we come back, but it's senior night. That's the tough night emotionally for everybody.
Yeah.
And that's next Thursday here at home.
Yeah, I don't know if senior night's – I guess it's a little emotional. It's awkward. It's weird because you're trying to win and you're also trying to put the seniors in front and you hope the seniors can come out and play well. And it is definitely their night. The emotional night is as the playoffs come and you realize that every game could be their last. That's when that urgency and emotion kind of show themselves. So, next Thursday is more of a celebration than it is like emotionally.
Well, I remember a couple of years ago against Marshfield where you threw out those 5 seniors, Professor of the Paint and Erov, and they were all out there. And for 10 minutes, they befuddled. And when their time was up, they were up by 1. And Marshfield did not quite know what hit them that night. So I remember that one. We're going to need that level of emotion and measured play going forward, aren't we?
Yeah, because I still hate the fact that we have 1 game on our schedule that doesn't count for our seed. It's
a conference game to boot.
Yeah, it's a conference game to boot. So there's that part of it to secure 4th because Medford beat Pines yesterday, so Medford's going to take the 3rd spot, unfortunately. But we need to get right and go. And go into playoffs with a 2-game winning streak. And Lakeland's been playing much better. They beat Pines. They beat somebody else. They've been playing pretty good basketball. So it's not going to be easy. And it wasn't easy at their place. It took every bit of that the entire game to finish that off. So nothing's going to be a given next week on top of it being senior night, so it's going to be a little different, and rotations will be a little different. But I think we'll be ready. We'll be excited. It's just 2 weeks now of one game a week is tough. But we'll see. And then it's playoffs. So win or go home. We're guaranteed two more games and hopefully more.
Well, as always, Coach T, we appreciate you joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Roll Jays.
And that's going to do it for us, 72-52. We'll be back Tuesday from Marshfield. Girls playoff action, 6:45-ish for pregame, 6:30-ish, I should say, 7 o'clock tip-off. Until then, Downtown Ollie saying thanks for joining us, and good night.
You've been listening to Merrill High School Boys Varsity Basketball on Blue Jay 96.3. Today's game was brought to you by Westside Market, A&W Merrill, Arby's, American, Aspirus Healthcare, Bergener Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Dragons Deckers and Games, Freemark Innovation, Gold Metal Trailer Sales, Green Lawn, H&H Electric, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Incredible Bank, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill House of Music, Merrill Boys Basketball Booster Club, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolay Bank, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Park City Credit Union, Riverside Athletic Club, Subway, The Pizza Shop, and Young's Drugstore. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without express written consent is prohibited. WJMT has Merrill Sports Broadcast for your listening at any time on our podcast page at WJMTFM.com. Listen throughout the season for Blue Jay Boys Basketball on your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3 and AM 730.